getting help with Medicare prescription drug plan costs, income, and resource limits. SSA publication number 05-10115, February 2009. The contents of this audio publication are: what is the income limit? What does not count as income? What is the resource limit? What does not count as a resource? What if I do not have all the information? How can I get more information? What is the income limit? To qualify for extra help with Medicare prescription drug plan costs, your annual income must be limited to $16,245 for an individual. For a married couple living together, the annual limit is $21,855. Even if your annual income is higher, you still may be able to get some help. Some examples where your income may be higher include if you or your spouse support other family members who live with you, have earnings from work, or live in Alaska or Hawaii. What does not count as income? Not all cash payments count as income. For example, Social Security will not count food stamp assistance, home energy assistance, medical treatment and drugs, housing assistance, disaster assistance, earned income tax credit payments, victims compensation, and scholarships and education grants. What is the resource limit? To get the extra help, your total resource must be limited to $12,510 for an individual, $2,510 for a married couple living together. Resources include the value of things you own. Some examples are real estate, other than your primary residence, bank accounts, including checking, savings, and certificates of deposit, stocks, bonds, including U.S. savings bonds, mutual funds, individual retirement accounts, IRAs, or cash at home or anywhere else. What does not count as resource? We do not count your primary residence, your personal possessions, your vehicle or vehicles, resource you cannot easily convert to cash such as jewelry or home furnishings, property you need for self-support such as rental property or land used to grow produce for home consumption, non-business property essentials for your self-support up to $1,500 or $3,000 if you are married and living with your spouse, of the cash value of life insurance policies you hold, burial spaces, interest earned on money you plan to use for burial expenses, certain other payments made to you such as retroactive Social Security or Supplemental Security Income, SSI payments, housing assistance, federal income tax refunds and earned income tax credit advances, compensation you receive as a crime victim, and relocation assistance from a state or local government. You should contact Social Security for information about other exclusions. What if I do not have all the information? What if I do not have all the information? Even if you do not have all the information or cannot find the documents, you should file for extra help if you think you will be eligible. We will work with you to explain the information you need. How can I get more information? For more information about getting help with your Medicare prescription drug costs, visit www.socialsecurity.gov or call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213, TTY number 1-800-325-0778. You can apply online for extra help. To apply by phone or get an application, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213, TTY number 1-800-325-0778, and ask for an application for help with Medicare prescription drug plan costs, SSA-1020. Social Security representatives are available to help you complete your application. To learn more about the Medicare prescription drug plan and special enrollment periods, visit www.medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. That's 1-800-633-4227. Medicare can also tell you about agencies in your area to help you with Medicare prescription drug plans.